Hi everyone, this is Amy and I'm bringing you some Papa's Living Room on our End of Effort podcast. And so how I'd like to do this is Papa asked me to share with you guys the one he picked. So as many of you know, he had me write a couple books. I'm working on the third one right now called Papa's Living Room. And they are all full of his words of encouragement, wisdom, advice for the journey that we're on, why we're here on this earth. We're learning his ways. We're learning how to process things with his insight, from his viewpoint, you know, all a part of our growth and expansion. And a lot of times this journey can be quite challenging for us because it's almost like we're caught, you know, in two ways of living. We've got one side is our ego, which lies in our carnal nature, the reason and logic, our independent mindsets, the reach that took place for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? Right and wrong, our need to know, our understanding, versus the tree of life with him, where we're one with him and we're moving, living, and having our being in that relationship, in that relational flow and dance with him. So it's quite a difference in the two contrasts. And so, you know, as we get saved and we awaken to who he is and who we are, there's a path and growth that takes place continually, right? And a lot of times, for those of us that are on this journey, it can be lonely and we're questioning quite often, you know, I hope I'm, quote, doing this right, or, you know, I hope, you know, that I'm learning this the way I'm supposed to be learning, or just any of these things. And of course, that's all meant to open up a dialogue with the Lord, right? And that is how these books came about. I began in my early years learning how to journal, and it was one of the best things that happened to me in life. And guys, I grew up, I was not even into reading books, let alone journaling or anything like that. And so, but I had a youth pastor one night, it just struck a chord in me that they said, when you're learning to hear God, it really helps to journal. And so, you know, I kind of put that in the back of my mind, and there just came a point where I was like, you know, I've got to know who you are, God. I was raised in the church. And, you know, when you're raised in something, it's kind of like second nature to you. You don't even really think about what you're doing or what you believe in or any of that kind of stuff. It's just what you were, you know, your upbringing. And so I got to a point, I'm like, I got to know you. I just have to know you. And I began to just, I went away in my room one day and laid on my bed and just began to ask him questions. And he responded back like I'd known him my whole life, which really we have, we're eternal beings, right? But it was so natural, and it was inside of me, and I knew it wasn't my voice, it was his voice, that still small voice. And he was sharing wisdom and analogies with me in regards to the questions I would ask him that I knew were not my own. They weren't even words I would normally use. So that was another good way to kind of differentiate between, oh, this is just my voice, and no, this is really his voice. And he was so funny. He would always challenge me saying, now, is this something you would tell yourself? And knowing it wasn't something I would. So he's so gentle, he's so kind, so wise, he knows exactly where to meet us on this path. And so anyway, through that, through just conversations back and forth of asking him questions, I began to think, oh, I have got to write this down. I don't want to forget what he's sharing because it's so good. And so for years I would journal, and the Lord would tell me, one day you're going to put these in a book and help people connect with me, help them recognize my voice just as you have, that I'm speaking to them just as well, so that they can resonate and be reassured that they are hearing him too. So I ventured into writing my very first Papa's Living Room Volume 1 back in 2013, completed it, and I now have Volume 2 and 3 is right on its way right now. I'm actually working on the drafts for it. So I just hope that you guys are so encouraged. I've had so much great feedback from all of you of how these books have touched your lives, because it's him, it's his words. So it's like, how could you not be touched? The scribe, the one that's jotting it down, what he's saying to share with you. And so kind of the in-between, I guess, through relationship. And so it's just my absolute pleasure and joy to share these with you and help you along in the journey just as much as they've helped me. So the one he chose for today is, and for those of you that have the book at home, it's entry 99, and the title of it is Provision of All Things. Hey, we can all benefit from that one. So I'm going to read it to you in a whole, and then we'll come back and touch on some places in here and kind of elaborate further on it and what his heart is. But if you just have a moment, and that's what I just really encourage you guys to do when you see these Papa's Living Room podcasts come up, is just take an opportunity to just sit down for a moment, right? Step out of your mind of trying to figure everything out in your life and just sink back into your spirit and sink back into him and just take a moment to listen to his words. Because I know, when we're in transition or we're in hard times or we're just super busy, it's hard to hear him sometimes because we're so cluttered or distracted or pulled in so many different directions. And so that's why it's nice to have somebody come alongside you to kind of just say, it's okay, take a moment, breathe, let's listen to what he has to say and be encouraged. And kind of like a coach, right? Calling the runner in or the quarterback in to just take a breather really quick and just reset, right? In a way, or whatever term you need to get that analogy. But nevertheless, I am be encouraged by these words on provision from Papa God. So he says to you, provision belongs to all of my people. Yes, I have given them the ability to produce wealth. Many have just not tapped into the ability, but there are seeds within every one of my children. Search your heart and ask me what the seeds are that I have given you to plant. For surely you will reap a harvest. I also want to teach my children how to gauge the seasons. Discernment is needed. This is not something meant for you to walk out on your own. In my kingdom, seasons are gauged differently yet similar. What I mean by that is I may tell you to sow your seed when in the natural it looks like winter. But from my kingdom standpoint, I am ready to send an abundance into the situation. Truly, it is wise to listen to the master farmer, don't you think? One of the biggest challenges I have with my children is getting them to trust me. They have become so accustomed to the natural. That is why it is so important to learn to see with your spiritual eyes and practice listening to my voice. Otherwise, you will instantly default to what is comfortable and doable for you to control. There is a harvest to be had, but it comes at my cue and your follow-through. It is always a team effort in my kingdom. I am training you if you will let me. Wouldn't you like to experience what Peter did by finding the coin in the fish's mouth? I am very creative, you know. That is what I mean by my seasons, though. I will cause things to appear in the natural where people aren't looking. If you will follow me, I will teach you where the hidden treasure is, in the earth and inside of you. Come, walk with me and talk with me. Don't you love that? Ah, he's just the best. You know, he has been speaking a lot. John and I were just talking about this even this morning, how we are the wealth. We are the seed. So often we in this life get so dug in with the thoughts of how do I make money? You know, where do I find the seed? Where do I, you know, again, we're reaching outside of ourselves when we're it. Tag, you're it. You are the wealth. You are the money. You are the seed. He sent us down fully intact, fully prepared. And we just need to plant, really. and let it unfold. And a lot of times, this is where we get stuck and caught in the snare of our mind, is we try to figure everything out ahead of time. And it's so foolish, because, you know, in James, it says, how can you know what the next day will bring? You know, it even says it's considered a sin, you know, to make your plans. And how foolish it is, because we don't know. Any of you that have lived long enough, you have seen the suddenlies and the twists and turns that take place in life that you never could have expected, never could have prepared for, the surprises that come. And so it's really the beautiful discipline, the beautiful dance of learning to live in the now, in the flow of letting things unfold. You know, the other day the Lord was sharing with me, it's so funny because I'm like, Lord, why can't you just give me all the answers? I want all the answers up front. Why didn't you just give me all the answers for this life up front so I can walk it out? And you can just hear him just chuckle in the spirit. And he goes, now, what would be the point of that? Then you would miss out on the journey and the appointed times of things and learning through experience and enjoying things through experience and discovery. That's what this life is about. And so he showed me the image of a flower, and he said, and he showed me shaking this flower that was still in bud form, trying to get it to open. And he just laughed and shared about the appointed times and how everything in our life has appointed times. And he said, as you allow things to unfold, there will be answers on each petal as it unfolds. Just stay in the sun, the S-O-N, stay in the sun. And it's just so encouraging. So it's these analogies that he's given me all for years. They're all in these books. And so he just has the most brilliant way of describing something with such simplicity, yet its depths are mind-blowing. And it really sticks with you. So, you know, we are the seed. We are the seed. And quite often, you know, you've got to ask yourself, what has God told you to put your hand to or plant for years that we haven't fully engaged in or fully believed in? And he's even told us that that is where our wealth is. And a lot of times our reason and logic, which are in our ego, which breaks down to edging God out because we're going to figure it out. We try to come up with all these different ways of how we're going to make it happen. Or maybe God will reveal to us, yes, what the seed is, but we're going to do our part to figure out how it's going to happen. And again, we miss out because we cut off the flow of engaging relationships relationally with the Lord by taking it further. Inquire further. This is so, so huge when you're connecting with the Lord. A lot of times, I think we can get intimidated, so we'll just maybe we'll come away with the Lord and just listen for just a tiny little bit, get a couple answers from him, and then we go take off in our own strength to try and make it happen and fulfill it. And without carrying the conversation further, inquiring, okay, what does that look like, Lord? And who does this represent? And where should I plant this seed? And in what time? What heart should I? Show me your heart for it and who it's for, and begin to build on your conversation with him, and you will be amazed at the flow. He's the one that has all the answers. We can just only see so much, right? And again, it's always an invitation. The very seed he put in you, you know, whatever your gift is, your love specialty, whatever it is, that very seed is a seed of invitation to converse with him and walk out the journey with him. So he has all kinds of amazing ideas, and he wants to hear your ideas. It's a collaboration, and it's amazing how that works, because a lot of times we're just like, Lord, just tell us what to do and we'll do it. And a lot of times he won't, because he wants you to co-create with him. Now, he'll give you advice around it. He'll give you suggestions around it, and, you know, he'll describe what your seed is. But the choice of creativity around it is where you two collaborate together. Again, it's the same with Jesus. He had full permission. He knew his seed was to heal. But he got to have fun choosing, creating the different ways he was going to heal a blind man, which he did different every time. And so, you know, there are you have those creative parameters with the Lord. And again, you're conversing all the way. What do you think about this, Lord? What do you think about this color? What do you think about, you know, and you have fun. It's a relationship. So, and I know a lot of you guys know this. I'm just reiterating and confirming if maybe you've thought, well, maybe that's just me thinking I can do that with God. But no, he's really that way. And so what is the seed? Just ask yourself, you know, go deep and just, what is the seed that maybe you've been burying inside yourself for so long? And when it's meant to be buried outside of yourself to help people, and it will in return supply a yield of income for you. How do you know? How do you know that it's not going to make wealth and abundance? Why would God have given it to you unless there was fruitfulness to come out of it? And it's just, I think we buy into the lies quite often of, well, I don't want to be a starving artist, or I don't want to live in my car, or I don't want to have pain and suffering, so I'm going to just stick it out in the pain and suffering I'm already in with this job or this certain territory I'm living in because I'm already familiar with it, even though I can't stand it, but I'm going to stay here because it feels secure. I mean, is that really the way you want to live your life? Is that really bringing God glory? Is that really what he wants for you? And here again, when you're in relationship with the Lord, you'll know the difference. Sometimes he leads us into things, a lot of times, well, you know, he leads us into things that our flesh doesn't like because he's always after something deeper. He knows what we need. Now, he'll let you know when there's grace for that period and when it's time, you pass the test, you learn what you needed to learn, what needed to be deposited or built in you is done, and then he will quicken you, he'll speak to your heart, and you'll know when the shift is taking place and it's time to move forward. That's the difference, that there is a difference between that versus dragging your feet, resisting what's in your heart, resisting the call, clinging to your own reason and logic, and just, you know, nose to the grind of like everybody else does, like, well, I just need to get a job, and this is my lot in life, and this is what my parents said to do, and my grandparents said to do, and, you know, you end up living by programs, generational programs in you versus the Lord and what he's telling you to do, so, and suggesting to you. So it puts you at quite a bit of odds inside, doesn't it? You're at war between your mind and your heart. And a lot of us know that can just be hell on earth because there's such an internal tension. You know, you're 8 hours a day, you're going against your heart, what's in your heart to do. And so, you know, one of the things the Lord's really showed us, probably and this is common sense, you guys, I know you'll know this, but to get out of this rut of just enough and doing these jobs we don't like and all this kind of stuff, to versus engaging in what we know is in our heart, what we know we're called to, the inspiration that continues to flow. You know, how does an air balloon take off the ground and be the air balloon it's designed to be? It has to remove the heavy weights that are holding it down as best as it can. And the more you do, the more you feel liberated, right? And so I'm telling you, the Lord will allow you and take you through a season of clearing and where you can take a look at your life, assess it. What payments and things have I been paying on that I can clear off or double up or sell and get rid of to lighten the load? And the more you do, the more it frees up your energy, it frees up your mind, it frees up your focus, your family gets a whole lot happier because you're happier, and you can start dreaming again, and you start feeling the wind in your sails to begin to move, or the wind in your heart sails to begin to set out into what you're called to. But it's really hard to do that when you're too weighed down. And so, you know, don't let it get to the breaking point of where you have a midlife crisis and then you get rid of everything or something happens, the light's on fire and it's all gone now. And now you feel free, oddly. But, you know, the Lord, He can't do it for you. He's wanting you to choose. Again, this is where you're co-creating to make room for what's in your heart and to not allow or tolerate things to push it out and clutter it and push it down. And so, you know, you're worth it. People are worth hearing what you have or seeing or experiencing or delighting in what you make. And so I just want to encourage you again, you are the seed. Begin to look at your field of influence and look at the field you're in right now. Begin to clear out space. Remove the weeds, remove the hard stones, the things that are in the way, the things that are going to trip up your seed from fully growing, you know, like in the parables of the seed in the Bible. And really get your soil ready. And you will be blown away. You don't have to try to know everything of, well, how am I going to profit? How is this going to make enough? Leave that to the Lord. By you stepping out in faith and action to begin to plant your seeds, and according to what the Lord's saying, like in this entry, don't look in the natural. Look in the spirit to see if this is the season I want you to plant in and where. Because it'll always launch you out ahead of the game. If you try to just do things in the natural, you know, the way everybody else is, you're going to be at their pace where God wants to have you cutting edge out ahead of everybody else so that you can lead a different way and you can model and show a different way of doing things. So again, yes, let's do our part, especially in this time where we're on lockdown or quarantine, or people have more time to be at home due to the COVID, to begin to clear out. There really, really is a clearing out and an aligning in all areas of our life right now to begin to bring change into the earth. And the Lord is so excited about this time right now, you guys. When I was spending some time with the Lord soaking the other day, He showed me the earth, and He is so there. There's such a glow on it. There's such an anticipation of the awakening that's taking place. And I looked over to the side, and there was this alarm clock, this big, huge red alarm clock, you know, with the ticker hands and the two gold bells on the side, and it's about ready to strike. And as soon as it did, I saw it strike, and people woke up. And there was a divine aligning and a shifting taking place out of their careers or line of work they'd been doing for years, kind of covertly, or just that's what they were doing for the season. And they came into full alignment in their call. It's like the lights went on and they fully engaged with what was in their heart. I saw all kinds of charities starting, causes starting, different things that are helping heal the planet, healing people. It's just like people just snapped and said, that's it. I'm aligning. This is an appointed time. The alarm went off in their spirit and they knew they had to make the shift. And so I'm telling you, that's right where we are right now. It's like the 11th hour and it's already happening. So encouragement to you guys to seize the moment while you have it. Move on the inspirations that are coming up in you, and no longer tolerate distractions that are trying to distract you from that flow, because people need who you are in the earth. You committed to coming here to walk out and fulfill this thing, to help the earth, help people awaken by you being you and what God has called you to do, and in walking that relationship out with Him. So provision is on its way as you begin to sow in faith, in action, who you are planted into the earth. No more regrets, no more hesitations, no more trying to be like anybody else. You're one of a kind, and we are in need of you. So be blessed today, and I look forward to hearing your great reports on the things that you're doing through Facebook or wherever you find us online. So, all right, love you all so much. And again, if you are interested in the book, if you don't have it yet already, Papa's Living Room is on Amazon, and that's volume 1 and 2. And again, Enjoy it. You guys have a great rest of your day. Love you all so much. Take care. Bye.